Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the energies of the Sagittarius new moon solar eclipse, why this is an intense and important energy cycle, and what it's bringing up for you that you're really releasing at a deep level. I felt it was important to do a podcast episode specifically on this topic because we are experiencing Sagittarius eclipses into 2021. We will have one on May 26th at 5 degrees of Sagittarius, and then another one December 4th, 2021 at 12 degrees of Sagittarius. Now, these energy cycles are important because the Sagittarius energy is going to trigger and pick up the energies that the outer planets have been working with for a number of years. This is what makes the Sagittarius eclipses different than the Gemini eclipses. This is also why in the previous few years, the Capricorn eclipses were very big and very powerful because they were working with where the outer planets have been transiting through Capricorn points in your chart. Let me explain this a little bit more. So with these Sagittarius eclipses, they're going to trigger energies where Pluto in Sagittarius covered for you. Pluto was in Sagittarius from 1995 until 2008. Then we had Saturn transiting through Sagittarius, most recently from late December 2014 until 2017. Then we had Jupiter in Sagittarius from late 2018 until late 2019. So these three outer planets, Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, were all traveling in Sagittarius in previous years, meaning they were working with these Sagittarius points in your natal chart. Now, as I said, those three outer planets, you probably made the correlation that we've just been working with Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter in Capricorn throughout 2020. And this is why the Capricorn eclipses were so much bigger and felt in such a dramatic way, because again, Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter were working with you in this particular area of your chart. So whenever we have eclipse points that are working with degrees that the outer planets have recently transited, and by recently, this particular eclipse goes back to 2005, that's really showing you some significant changes in your life, in your energy, in your consciousness. So I wanted to focus on this to help you connect some patterns, because when we can see a fuller pattern, we are more in our power. We are in a higher place of awareness. We can connect the dots and say, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that was what was happening within me, consciously or unconsciously. I didn't realize I held a certain truth around this part of my life. And that is one of the main themes of Sagittarius energy. It's revealing to you your truth systems. And the truth systems are what we experience at different areas of ourselves, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, financially, where we have a belief system that supports an area of our life. And as you connect the dots, you can see how this may permeate all areas of your life. And when we can make these types of deeper understandings for ourselves, we really open up into deeper soul lessons, deeper areas of growth, a fuller understanding of who you are, what matters to you, and what you value right now. So in the previous eclipse cycle, we had eclipses in Cancer and Capricorn. And as I mentioned, the Capricorn energies were stronger because the three outer planets, Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, have all been in Capricorn, really bringing our focus and attention to this part of our lives, and specifically this part of your chart. So in your natal astrology chart, we look at the houses as how the energies show up, the houses being the environments of life where the energy is alive, brings your attention, brings your focus. In astrology, there are many different house systems. There are actually over 20 different house systems. The most popular being Placidus, Koch, Whole System, Equal System, and Periphery. There's more variations. And in terms of houses, this can be something that is strongly contested about what is right and what is wrong, which I find interesting because that's a very Sagittarius perspective. The truth is, whatever works for you, whichever house system calls to you, whatever feels the most accurate, you could start off learning one house system as you study astrology, and then you open up to another house system that really seems to resonate with you, that really feels more accurate. So there is no right or wrong per se. There's just what resonates with you and what you have realized about your own energy that is the best fit. So in the different houses in an astrology chart, this is where the areas of life come alive and helps you understand more of the cycles that are showing up for you, what to put your attention on, what is calling to you, what you can't ignore, and where you're being shown energetically what is ready to change or shift, where you're ready to grow, and where you're ready to make some choices. We've just moved through very intense energies in Capricorn, where not only the eclipses were showing you what you needed to see in yourself, but the eclipses were even stronger because of Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter in Capricorn. Now, as the energy is in Sagittarius, we're calling up some energy cycles from the previous years to look at what is ready to shift and change so you can be set free. And Sagittarius loves its freedom. It loves having a sense of openness and possibility. It doesn't want to be chained or tethered. And in this energy cycle, it's looking at what truth systems, what belief systems are you tethered to that are limiting you. So we have these energies coming up in a very powerful way. I'm going to go through the different dates of the energy cycle so that you can maybe sit with it or think about it or just understand what's been happening for you in this part of your chart. And the other thing to keep aware of is that the South Node is in Sagittarius, and that is the releasing point of the energies. When we have the South Node in a sign, it shows us where we're clearing out, sweeping away, done. Something has been learned and understood, and in fact, it can be very, very comfortable. The South Node is where we have a high comfort level. It's familiar. We know what works or what doesn't. There's a sense of even being in energy that you don't fully see anymore, because you've become accustomed to it. And this is where we can have shadow energy show up. This is where a part of ourselves is not always aware of the full energy. And I'm seeing it like behind the back, like the energy that sits right behind us that we don't fully see unless you turn around or unless you have a mirror, you wouldn't notice it's there. And so when the South Node moves through an astrological sign, it's signaling a completion. And the South Node comes through every astrological sign every 18, 19 years. And it lasts for about a year and a half. So we're moving through and clearing out energies from the past 19 years, but it's even more significant because at 23 degrees of Sag, we have had visits in this part of your chart from Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter. So here's a timeline of what is moving through us. The last time we had the South Node in Sagittarius was 2001 to 2003. So think back to that time in your life and what you were understanding in a new way, what you were releasing, what you were shifting, perhaps what was challenged or what you were letting go of. And with the Sagittarius energies, this is about how we view the world. This is about what speaks to us, where we're inspired, where we want to do something new, something different. And so there's the energy of things changing in what we believe is possible in our lives. We're letting go of some dreams. We're letting go of something that we idealized or thought it could play out in a certain way. We're letting go of belief systems that have supported us to a certain point. Now, our belief systems tend to change throughout life. This is not true for everyone in the same ways, of course, because belief systems show up in so many different areas of our lives. We have our belief systems around our self-worth, what you believe you're worthy of, or what you feel about your sense of self-love and self-value. And as that changes, you may elevate in what you need and in your self-understanding. You may experience relationship changes, friendship changes, a turnover, because people who no longer connect with you at that frequency or vibration can no longer get in, so to speak. There just isn't an energy there that supports it. So when we have a change in our belief systems, it tends to show up as something energetically shifting in our lives to reflect what is passing and then allowing room for the new to come in. When we look at our belief systems, it also relates to money. It relates to our gifts, our skills, what we believe we're here to do in the world, whether that is your official soul purpose or just understanding what you enjoy doing on a daily basis. It can be a new hobby, a new skill set. But you're shifting what you believe you're capable of and what is open to you. Sagittarius wants to open us up. It wants us to go wider, go bigger. And so anything that has limited you could feel really uncomfortable. And it could feel like you want to grow and stretch and there isn't room. And it could be that there isn't room within yourself, that you're opening up to new parts of yourself that were dormant or that you haven't met before, that you haven't seen before. It could be something, again, right behind you that you weren't able to even see in your peripheral vision. But the Sagittarius energy wants us to grow and to know that there's always more to understand. So these belief systems are really key to what we believe is possible in ourselves, in our lives, and in the world. So the last time the South Node was in Sag, 2001 to 2003, significant world events were unfolding around belief systems. This is also where we have an opportunity to honor what has expired and to gracefully let it go. Now, after this period of 2001 to 2003, we then had Pluto in Sagittarius most of 2005. It went back and forth around this degree point, 23 degrees of Sagittarius. Where in your chart do you have this degree point? Because this is where the Sagittarius new moon solar eclipse is happening. And it's also where you had to make some permanent and significant life changes in 2005, especially if you have any planets or points close to 23 degrees of Sag. So 2005 would have been a very big year. It could have been tumultuous and destructive. It could have been significant in your spiritual journey. It could have been a really big life change. And so there's something here where Sagittarius energy has been speaking to us for the past 15 years in a very big way. And I believe this is part of an acceleration of our soul's growth in this lifetime, because we're digging in to some of these deeper soul stories. We're digging in to some of these areas of our lives that, again, maybe you didn't see before, but in this lifetime, we can't escape them. We're meant to really change this energy permanently. And that's what would have been the case back in 2005. Now, this isn't true for everybody, because not everybody has the same degree points that are emphasized in a strong way. So for example, if you have any planets or points, let's say 22 to 24 degrees of Sag, this is especially powerful for you. But if you do not have any degrees there, or rather any planets or points at those degree points, then you wouldn't have felt this as strongly. But I want to connect the energy cycles because it's going to help connect the dots. So then after 2005, Pluto moved forward into the later degrees of Sagittarius, and then Saturn showed up in Sagittarius in September 2015 until December 2017. So Saturn comes through and it creates a form. It gives something a structure. We make choices, we make decisions, we say yes or no, and it applies a pressure to make a commitment, to do something that is significant to you that is based in what you want or don't want. This can feel like a challenge. It can show up as something heavy or burdensome. It often is some type of experience in the real world because Saturn is about the physical world. So here we have Saturn in the same part of your chart, especially in 2017, because 2017 is when Saturn got to 23 degrees of Sag. So this is where you needed to decide something, make it real, make a commitment, make it clear what was important to you. Then Jupiter in Sagittarius showed up in 2019. It was actually late 2018, but was at this degree point 2019. So there was something here that Jupiter wanted to expand. It wanted to bring in more support, more growth, more opportunities. And Jupiter being at home in Sagittarius is perhaps the over amplifier. It can be exaggeration, it can be too much, and it can be very ungrounded in what is real. But there's a lot of inspiration, energy, and motivation. So we've had this eclipse point visited in significant ways since 2005, then again 2017, and again in 2019. And now in December 2020, there is release points happening. There is energy shifting and moving that I feel relates to deeper soul lessons, deeper energies that... Oh, this is so crazy. I'm seeing it as an energy chain, but it's showing up as a rosary. And Sagittarius energies are connected with religions. They're connected with what we're taught, what we are choosing to subscribe to around how to view the world, because Sagittarius are the philosophies of the world and how we understand the bigger picture. What does it mean to be connected to God? What is spirituality? What does it mean to feel like your life has meaning and that you are a part of something bigger than yourself? And oftentimes, through many lifetimes, the religion piece shows up. And so I'm seeing this as something like through the centuries. And it looks like, I mean, I'm seeing the 12th century, the 13th century. Now I'm seeing the 16th century. It's like there has been ongoing religious programming around how to understand the human experience. And part of what we are doing at this phase, at this period of human evolution, is going bigger, going higher, but also going deeper into what we have believed that we want to still hold on to, but what is perhaps frayed at the edges, what is complete, what is expired or a little bit moldy. It just has a decay to it. And they're showing me, this is so interesting, they're showing me how there is actually energy shifting within various structures that have been built for religious ceremonies, for spiritual intentions. And they're bringing my attention to how this eclipse in Sagittarius, it's ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter is in the final degrees of Capricorn with Saturn in Capricorn. So that's the structures. That's where it's the physical entities that symbolize and have symbolized belief systems for centuries and centuries. And they're bringing me to different types of physical structures that have held and contained certain types of energy frequencies that are now shifting. And I'm seeing this across multiple types of structures. Like it's not just one affiliation or one religious practice. They're showing me this global energy of all of these different religious sites that have been energetically shifting, especially since 2005. I mean, this is really fascinating. I didn't know I was going to be talking about this, but they're showing me that what's happening is that there have been energies stuck that haven't been rejuvenated, that haven't been elevated. And they're showing me that there's some places that are open to this rejuvenation and others that are not. Literally, the doors are closed. We don't want any new energies coming in. But they're showing me that these have been beautiful locations on the planet of safety. That there's something about various religious sites that people have felt a safety with. And what they're showing me is a building that actually is meant to help the human consciousness embody that same energy within oneself. So for example, I'm seeing a cathedral with gorgeous stained glass windows, and the light is coming through, and it has beautiful grand arches, and it's been beautifully constructed, and there is a very deep history, around that type of building. But what they're showing me is that there is a potential here, a possibility for whatever the symbolism has been, or whatever that symbolism is. It's like how we then bring that same level of love, devotion, light, safety, compassion, forgiveness into oneself. That it isn't an external destination or an external site. It's an internal embodiment of these energies so that we are embracing it within ourselves first and clearing out the belief that we have to go somewhere or that it's an external destination. Now, as always, just trust if this resonates with you or not, and it might not, and that's beautiful. But if it does, what they're showing me is how it's the human spirit that is moving up this spiral, and it's a spiral of light, it's crystalline, it's really loving. It actually is this spiral that has the capacity to hold more love, compassion, forgiveness, self-acceptance within oneself, within one's own physical self and energetic self, as well as within one's aura, and that we are able to look at the symbolism of different structures in a new way. And they're telling me this is very personal, and this is where we never want to come across like any of us has all the answers, because we all have different truth systems that are based on our soul's history. It's not even just about this lifetime or where you grew up, what your parents taught you, what your culture is, or what is true for you. It's sort of like there's this energy of it's highly personal. In fact, they're saying that it's one of the most personal areas of our soul growth, and that there are many who are so ready to clear out their limitations and to clear out what they've held on to for many lifetimes. And that part of this current cycle of energy on the planet is accelerating that, is moving us forward. And I've been talking about the energies around spiritual and religious belief systems, but this again goes deeper into what you have held or what you believed about areas of your life that have ultimately limited you. And you can feel the limitations because of how there can be repeating patterns in this area of your life, how there are repeating lessons, how there are parts of yourself that you're moving through. This can be karma. This can be consequences. This can be the energies of where you're cycling through something with the intention of understanding it from a higher viewpoint. So then this comes back to where 23 degrees of Sagittarius is in your natal chart. Is it in your 8th house, 11th house, 2nd house, 4th house? Wherever it is in your chart is where this energy is showing you not only what you're changing and releasing, but it's across multiple lifetimes of energy cycles, and it's across even multiple lifetimes where there have been intense limitations. Just a quick side note that I have a video on YouTube for you called How to Find a Degree Point in Your Chart. And you can go to my YouTube channel and look under my videos for that exact teaching video, and it'll show you where to find these degree points. And so we are deeply releasing and clearing out something we've held as a truth. And this energy is a turnover. It's a turnover cycle. And it's going to last throughout 2021 because, again, we have two more Sagittarius eclipses in 2021. And they're going to bring up different points in your chart that are the Sagittarius energies. And I feel like it connects to these deeper soul lessons around what you've carried for lifetimes. With COVID, we haven't been able to travel as much. We haven't been able to do the long distance or international travel that has been shut down for the most part and halted. And so the Sagittarius energy, which is associated with international and long distance travel, is about going into the long distance travel of the soul, the soul's journey, the soul's experiences that have been collected across many lifetimes. And they're showing me that you can see something visually and it has a strong resonance. Like you see a picture of a place and you feel like you know it. This can be a building, a country, a city, a location. This can be something that you're just energetically drawn to, even if your mind doesn't fully understand why. And they're showing me that part of what we are clearing out is the stories that we feel that we're tapping into, even when we don't know the specific details. And it's extra potent because of the fact that Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter have all visited this point in your chart. Now, this isn't true for all eclipses because the energies are being emphasized in particular parts of our lives in this lifetime, showing us more of the soul growth opportunities and where there is more potential for higher consciousness and more light to come in. And I'm seeing it as light codes, energies from not only the sun in our solar system, but the galactic sun. I mean, these are energies coming in from places that we don't quite know, quote unquote. We don't have the specific details on the how or the where, but it's an energy flow that's coming in, and it's coming in. And they're showing me as it's almost similar to blasting away old frequencies and removing what has been stuck or stagnant on the planet. The energies of it's like ingrained, embedded in the planet that have served their purpose. But now there's more coming through that is going to accelerate the growth, and they're showing me this is connected to a timeline jump. So we have a few energies that are really strong here around the potentials for evolution and growth, as well as quick changes, fast moving changes. So not only is it eclipses that work with degree points that the outer planets have traveled, but it's also related to the energies of Jupiter and Saturn moving into Aquarius. And it's also related to expanding human consciousness at a mental level. And I'm feeling this at the brain level, the right brain, the left brain, the rewiring, the reworking of the brain. I'm seeing this as it's like different chemicals or different energy streams, different things that are opening up in the human brain that are allowing us to have new concepts, new understandings of energy and frequencies that hasn't happened before and requiring us to step out of our comfort zones. So this is why there can be falling away, things that are just over. You don't have the energy for it. You don't even have the desire to connect to something anymore. This can be, again, where fast changes happen, where you just are allowing something to gracefully leave, gracefully fall away, and then trusting what comes in is going to be related to your new beliefs, your new truths, and the new energies that are opening up. And I realize that some of this sounds vague, and that's intentional because it's also highly personal. You know, when you understand your journey more and you understand more about what resonates with you, that's the energy that you're stepping into. That's what's opening up for you. And there's so many variations of that. It's unlimited. So this is where it's really personal as well. But they're showing me that around the planet, there are new energy streams coming in that are blasting away these older truth systems that have sustained humanity for centuries. And that some of these are going to fall away quickly. Some of them could physically collapse. Some of them could be revealed. They're showing me the crypts and what's underneath the surface, what's underneath the earth, what is ready to be excavated. And they're also showing me that part of this is connected to returning energy to the individual's energy system, the energy of free will, of sovereignty, of going into the soul's purest intentions, almost like what the soul intended to experience before there were strong energy imprints from other sources. So that's part of the unraveling, deprogramming, releasing, is returning to the soul's purest intention for taking a human body, showing up in a human body, and what the soul believes. It's going into what is the soul's purest belief, which is unconditional love. And there's many ways to move away from that or step away from that on the human journey. But what they're showing me is that we are reconnecting to those purest intentions and we're building it up internally. It's the internal work. And the eclipses can bring in blasts of higher understanding, the freedom to do what you need to do, go where you need to go, understand what connects with you. It's like there's this opening energy, opening, and we're going to have more openings throughout 2021. And by the way, before I forget, I do have the 2021 Soul Growth Program that talks about the four eclipses of 2021, including the two eclipses in Sagittarius, one eclipse in Gemini, and one eclipse in Taurus. So check that out. Details are below this podcast. But if you want to get a heads up on what is happening in your chart with these eclipses, this is where you're accelerating. But you're doing it by letting something be permanently over and by returning to, again, the soul's purest intention or purest desire around what you believe for yourself before the programming, the education, what you were taught, what you were told, what society said was true, or what certain cultures or certain ideologies said were true. And they're showing me that this energy that's coming through predate the, I'm going to call it the physicality of religious figures. So this energy predate those who are connected with certain religions or all religions, such as the Abraham religions. Oh, now they're calling them messengers. Before there were human messengers associated with different belief systems, there was an energy that existed in its purest form that we were able to tap into. The humans were able to tap into. So that's what this is a return to. And you will feel and know what this is for you specifically as we move through these Sagittarius eclipses. And it could take some time to get into these patterns and what's been operating in your life that has been enacting certain things. Again, I know that's vague, but it's because it's also very personal. So you go to where 23 degrees of Sagittarius is in your chart and look at what has been operating there that is something you've believed about yourself, about your life, about the world, and that is going to show up as a frequency change. And there's going to be something that shows you there's another possibility, another potential. And it's also related to the energy strings that were deeply reworked in 2005. And there's something here that is being moved through you to support your soul growth across multiple lifetimes. And I'm supposed to leave it at that for today because I know this is big and it's something about being in your own energy that has the answers, the wisdom, and the understanding. But I hope this has perhaps given you some good things to be aware of around the changes that are happening. What is falling away? There's also the energy here of hard truth. And they're saying hard truth are the things that we haven't seen in ourselves that we've been wanting to hide from ourselves. And it can hide in your subconscious, hide in your shadow, hide in a part of your energy that you haven't looked into. And there's something here where if there is a hard truth that's showing up, it's showing up with love. It's showing up because you're ready. It's showing up because you're ready to understand it and to detach from it in a way where you can see that this is something I've been working through for multiple lifetimes. And I'm ready now to shift it. So I'm going to leave it at that for today's show. And I hope that this has given you some good things to tap into if this information resonates with you. And as always, I will be back on Wednesday for another astrology podcast episode. You can find out more about the current energies on my YouTube channel, where I post regular updates about the moon cycles, the eclipses, and of course, all of these podcasts. You'll also find on my YouTube channel various playlists that show you more specifics on astrology. So be sure and check that out if that's something that you want to dive into. Otherwise, you can find me also on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And I appreciate your time, energy, and presence as always for these podcast episodes. I wish you a beautiful energy cycle, and I will connect with you again soon.